One of the other contenders is a small film called Whiplash. It's written and directed by Damien Chazelle and cost only about $3 million to make, but it is up for 5 Oscars, including Best Picture. Whiplash stars Miles Teller as an aspiring drummer at a prestigious music school. While practicing one day, he meets a legendary jazz teacher.
What's your name?
Andrew Naaman, sir.
What year are you?
I'm a first year.
You know who I am?
Yes, sir.
So you know I'm looking for players?
Yes, sir.
Then why did you stop playing?
J.K. Simmons there as the teacher. Joining us from NPR West in Culver City is one of the producers of the film, Helen Estabrook. And full disclosure, we went to high school together. And Helen, I think you may be the first person from Uni High to be nominated for an Oscar since what? Frederick Marks for Hoop Dreams.
Yeah, I think that might be possible, which is crazy.
Amazing.
I remember how exciting Hoop Dreams was.
I know. Yeah. Well, congratulations. But I want you to tell me, first of all, what does a producer do? What is the role of a producer on a movie like this?
Well, for me, it really means just taking the project from beginning all the way through and seeing it through to the end. And, you know, for this one, it was getting the script from Cooper Samuelson, who works at Blumhouse, and falling in love with it and then figuring out how to actually get it made because it's such a tricky thing to make on the page. So that's
And
why.
What appealed to you about this script? Why did you know that you wanted to do it when you first saw it?
It was just so special. It was all on the page. You could see how exciting the film was going to be, and it felt so different from what I was used to seeing. It was a new story that dealt with very familiar topics. It's, you know, everything from, you know, what do you want to be to when you grow up to what is your relationship with your mentors and things like that. So it was clear from the beginning.
Well, let's take a listen to a little bit of it. We've got, of course, J.K. Simmons, who plays the teacher, Terrence Fletcher. We know him from roles in Law and Order and Oz, and even some people know him from the insurance commercials. But let's listen to a little scene here where he is teaching Andrew tempo by slapping him across the face.
Start counting.
5, 6, 7.
In 4, damn it! Look at me!
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now. Was I rushing or was I dragging?
Oh, no.
Count again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Rushing or dragging?
Rushing.
So you do know the difference.
That's Miles Teller playing Andrew there. But Helen, as I was watching this film, I'm thinking it brings up these issues of the balance that even people who are really talented and really driven, that they have to bring to make sure that they don't drive themselves crazy and don't do things that are dangerous in order to pursue their dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the funny thing about this is we made such a male-heavy movie, and yet what we're really asking is sort of how can we have it all? And what is the sort of work-life balance that I think that, you know, I think about on a daily basis, but this brings it to an extreme because it becomes what is it like to be great? But I think that it can be a personal question for everyone whether or not you're going to be buddy rich or just, you know, good at your career and hopefully your life.
There's a lot of drumming in this movie, as you know, and as anyone who's seen the film knows. Was that all the actors doing that, or how'd you do that?
Yeah, it's everything you see is Miles, and then we fudged the audio a little bit just to sort of match things up. But Nate Lang, who plays one of the rival drummers, is also an incredible drummer, and he helped coach Miles, and we got him some lessons early on, so he had very intensive rehearsal time. But he also, Miles himself, had been drumming since he was 15, so we got very lucky on that one.
But that last scene, I don't think I'm giving anything away by saying there's a long drum solo scene in this film. That must have been impossible to do.
It was certainly daunting, I think, at first. But I think that it's a real testament to the way Damien shoots it as well, so that you were strategic on what you see, but you're seeing him really, really go for it.
Now, the film cost $3.2 million to make. And just as a comparison, the latest Hunger Games film cost $125 million to make. How do you make a film in 2015 on a little more than $3 million?
with very little sleep. It's basically, we just didn't have a lot of time. I mean, a lot of what budgets translate to for films is the number of days you get to shoot. So for us, we had 19 days and we had to get it all in that amount of time. And that was what we were going for. So, you know, I think that for us, what it came down to was a really intensive prep time and just really knowing going in exactly what we were going to do on every given shoot day so that we weren't wasting any of those moments.
I did notice one scene in the film, and I don't know if anybody else will notice this, but when Andrew goes into a jazz bar, you know where I'm going with this. He sees a chalkboard out in front that says that who's playing there that night. And right at the top of it, it says H. Estabrook.
Yeah, I think that was our first AD making fun of me. I'm not entirely sure how that happened, but
you're not sure how that happened?
It's actually my least favorite part of the movie luckily the parts that I actually had to be a part of when we did one day of exteriors in New York, and I had to play girl riding next to J.K. Simmons on Subway, and I'm actually quite glad that hit the cutting room floor.
Now, Whiplash, as we said, is up for 5 Oscars, but it's also still in theaters around the country many months after its release. What do you think it is about this story that has hit a nerve in this country?
I think it is a very specific story that ends up feeling very familiar to a lot of people because the themes of it can be universal. It's about, I think, first of all, unfortunately, a lot of people have had experiences with a mentor like this who has pushed them very hard and the questions of whether or not it was worth it. But I also think it becomes something that people see as everyone wants to be great at something. And I think that these battles with those questions and sort of what that means. And I think that that can happen if you're a jazz drummer or if you're a writer or any sort of artist. And I think that we were really lucky in that people seemed to really respond to that.
Helen Estabrook, one of the producers of the film Whiplash, which is nominated for 5 Oscars, including Best Picture. The Oscars are on February 22nd. Helen, thank you so much. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.